Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with SN Koman, Head of M&A Research and Strategy. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. It's Friday, 16th October 2020, and this week SN is explaining how jet fuel demand is holding up and what this signals for global oil markets. So SN, how significant is jet fuel demand and how impacted has it been globally given the pandemic?
Thanks, Ona. So just to put this into context, jet fuel demand is vital for overall global oil demand as it represents just less than 10% of total overall global demand pre-pandemic levels. Now, of course, the hit to jet demand has further been outsized relative to other transportation fuel, with gasoline and diesel demand now still down roughly around 9% against jet fuel's more than 60% collapse. Now, just to put this into perspective, we believe that an immediate normalization in jet demand would bring oil prices north of $60 per barrel, 6 months earlier than our base case of end 2021 prices. So it's a fairly significant implication. Now, encouragingly, we have witnessed jet fuel demand recovering recently, but it's still around 3 to 4 million barrels per day lower year on year when examining this globally. And so international travel remains still the most severely impacted, still down roughly around 60% year on year. Now, it's interesting that domestic air travel is now only down around 30% globally, although there remain notable geographical disparities, with China nearly back to pre-virus levels, but the USA is still lower by more than half, whilst in parts of Europe, it is still even trading more at roughly around 60% year on year below pre-virus levels. Now, promisingly, air cargo, on the other hand, has shown strong signs of normalization, with the latest data signifying that cargo ton kilometers has already rebounded to just down around 10% year on year.
And how does the jet fuel demand recovery look like in 2021, SN?
Well, Ona, we are optimistic for next year, given both vaccine developments and the likely further easing in travel restrictions, which will act as a tailwind to normalizing jet fuel demand. And in essence, we see these two factors as the key facilitators of the further arrival in jet fuel. Now, of course, the situation is very fluid on the vaccine front, but our base case is that at least one vaccine will be readily available to be manufactured and distributed on a global basis to occur around the third quarter of 2021. And from this, we expect global jet demand to increase by around 3 million barrels per day from existing levels to the end of next summer. And the key sticking point in the resumption will be corporate air travel, which accounts for roughly around 30% of distance traveled by air, and which we see as lagging this recovery, given the real structural changes that we've seen with greater use of video conferencing since the pandemic has started.
And so what will this signal for oil prices, and should airlines be hedging positions, SN?
Yes, Ona. So our constructive bullish oil price conviction remains intact, and we still look for Brent to end the year at 48 and average 2021 at 57. Now, granted, recurring market sell-offs that we have witnessed in recent weeks will mean that despite these uncertainties, which will, of course, breed a lot of bouts of volatility in the months ahead, the basic picture for us for the last quarter of this year and for 2021 as a whole, looks a great deal better than it did in the first 9 months of 2020. And with this, we continue to remain quite constructive on oil prices. And first, the market has remained in deficit since June, despite a resurgence of the pandemic, with general investor optimism surrounding reopenings. Second, Q4 2020 and the broader 2021 fundamentals are skewed to a swifter rebalancing than in most of the recent summer months, given one, we've had the rising likelihood of vaccine approvals, and two, on the supply side, very strong discipline by OPEC Plus and the US shale producers is obviously curbing a lot of the supply. And finally, all majors' capex is still very low compared to historical standards, with an increasing shift towards renewables. And so with this in mind, we view that airlines should take a lot of advantage of depressed forward oil prices to hedge with more constructive Brent prices for next year. And the core issues for airline entities at the current juncture will be to hedge now against the uncertain pace of demand recovery. And therefore, there still is some unclear hedging coverage ratios that needs to be ironed out.
Thanks very much for that insight, Ehsan. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from our Global Markets research team.